Today in our gospel, we heard Jesus saying, "People will know you, that you are my disciple, if you love one another." I know that many of us have heard so many, probably sermons, and have read so many things about love, about charity. But what is love? In the Christian context, love is a gift and a responsibility. That is why in your worship page, you will see that at the bottom, that love is a gift and a responsibility. It is a gift, first and foremost. It is a gift. Remember, in John 3:16, God said, "God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son." The greatest gift of God is his Son. And that's the heart of God. That's love. Why do they say that? Because God is love. What he shared is his love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, our famous text that says, "He who says that he loves God but does not love does not know God." Why? Because God is love. But in human dynamics, how do we give love? How do we give love? For couples who are here, there is a study that says that love is nourished by trust, love is nourished by respect, and love is nourished by forgiveness. It's very important. Wedding is a day, but marriage lasts for a lifetime. And constantly, these three concepts will intertwine in marriage, in any relationship for that matter. It's renewed always by trust. One would violate that trust. One would sometimes fall into mistrust because of our misdeeds. But then, when that person asks for forgiveness, the other should give freely and give mercy and forgive. That is why those three concepts actually, as I've said, intertwine. When somebody asks for forgiveness, when somebody realizes that he violated the trust that the other has given, then he asks for sorry. Under, I tell you, sometimes we underestimate the power of asking forgiveness. But please, especially for couples and family that are here, don't believe just because you told yourself that I'm not going to do it again, that you don't need to ask for forgiveness. That's very important. Not only for yourself, but also for the person that we have hurt, for their healing, and for us, for our healing also, so that when the other person said, "I forgive you," then it has impact. Trust, forgiveness, and then you again give the other person the respect, the same respect that you have given him before the trust was violated. That is why it is a gift. It's important in a relationship. Love is a gift from God. Without love, we are nothing. Really. We're not even disciples. In our gospel today, in verse 35, people will know that you are my disciple if you love one another. Father Joseph Dau Vu, SVD, a Vietnamese priest, who was called the chaplain of the boat people in the 70s and 80s, there was so many Vietnamese who were escaping from the communist rule. And Father Joseph was in one of these boats together with 55 other Vietnamese. When they were escaping through South China Sea, they were robbed, they were abused, and they were driven away by their neighbors. Their neighbors to the north is China, which is also a communist state. Southwest is Malaysia. To their southeast, our southeast is Malaysia, southwest is Cambodia. And then finally, they escaped. They went farther into the South Pacific. And they met Filipino fishermen who gave them food, brought them to one of our islands where they lived, and eventually, they became one of those thousands boat people who was hosted in the Philippines as refugees. And thousands of them, after years, they were processed, came to the United States. And when Father Joseph was interviewed, he said, there were so many fishermen whom we met in South China Sea. They abused us. They robbed us. They were even driving us away to meet death in South China Sea. But there was only those Filipino fishermen who gave us that sanctuary. And when he was asked, why do you think they did it? And Father Joseph said, because they are Christians. Because they are Christians. That we, you see, people will know that we are God's disciple if we love. If we love. Second point and last point. Love is a responsibility. It's not only a gift. It's a responsibility. Pope Francis said that love is the only valid card that confirms that we are Christians. That confirms that you are a Christian. And do you know every time you love, you renew that card, that identification card that you are a Christian? But when you don't practice it, it expires. It expires. You see, the way I see it, and I use this illustration, love is like a citizenship. It's not just a visa, a tourist visa, a religious visa, a working visa, or it's not a green card, but it is a citizenship. People know that you are citizens of God, that you are followers of Christ, citizens of the kingdom, because of love. Because of love. I have a green card, but my passport is Philippine passport. Philippine passport. I still vote in the Philippines. In fact, last Monday, we had a midterm election. Last Monday. And I received my ballot Monday afternoon. And the Philippines is one day advance, 15 hours advance. So when I said, I already knew who were leading them. But that's it. My stay here is a privilege because I have a green card. Those who have visa, whether it's working, tourist visa, or whatever visa you have, you're here and it's a privilege granted to you because you have that visa. For me, because I have the green card. But it's different when you're a citizen. It's conferred to you. That's like love. Love is citizenship. People know that we are followers of Christ because of charity, because of the way we love. The first Christians in Antioch were identified Christians because they love. But the big question is, how do we love? That's the big question. Don't invent. Follow how Jesus loved. When Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. How did God love us? By being with us. That's the first thing. The greatest gift is the Son of God. And He came to us and be with us and became part of human history, became part of humanity. That is why Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 7 is so important. Though He was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. But He emptied Himself and took the form of human form, pigeon, of flesh. He humbled Himself, obedient, even unto death. Death on the cross. Death on the cross. How did God show His great love for us? By assuming a human form. Being with. How do you show your love to your husband? How do you show your love to your wife? How do you show your love to your family? How do you show your love to others? By being first, being with, journeying with. That is why the best healer in the world are wounded healers. Wounded healers. Why? Because they have already experienced the wound. And if they're addicts, the best healers are those former addicts. Because they have experienced it. Now they are journeying with the person who is in addiction. That's how God did it. That's how God is. Second, give as gift. It's a responsibility. It was given freely. Give it also as a gift, as a free gift to others. You see, love is not nourished just because we're talking about love. No. Love is nourished when we put into action. Love becomes a mission because it's a responsibility. It becomes a mission when we put it into action. It's not because we're talking about love. It's not because we know the concept of love. It is when we love like Jesus loved, that's when we are really Christians. And do you know how Jesus did it? Love, do you know how Jesus did it? The greatest gift and the greatest form of love, sacrificial love. John 15:13. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for a friend. There is no greater love than to lay down your life for a friend. There is no greater love than to lay down your life for a friend, for a friend. No greater love. We are asked to imitate our Lord. The greatest love is sacrificial love. That's how the Lord showed it to us. And that's how He wants us to imitate Him. Love is not love until we give it as a gift and as a sacrifice.